Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And we're going to talk about kind of the current state and the future of Wi-Fi technology with a person very qualified for this. Great to be joined by Sandeep Harpalani, VP of Product Management at Netgear this week. And Sandeep, thanks for coming on, and this will be fun.
Thank you, Rick, for inviting me. It's great to talk with you about the latest in terms of Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you guys just had a research survey come out, and the state of Wi-Fi, kind of in our homes at least, is not only busy, but it's improved a little bit, and I'm sure Netgear is playing a part in that.
Yeah, so especially I think with the current COVID situation, a lot has changed. People working from home, Wi-Fi has become, was always important, but I think it's become even more important. It's a critical lifeline through which people are connecting with others, are working from home, kids are doing the school homework and everything. So I think it's almost like what we call as a basic service in the home, like power, like water, like electricity that is required and drives all your equipment and allows you to connect to the world outside.
Yeah, has it been, with the pandemic, you're right, it has become increasingly important. Has it been a challenge, Sandeep, to meet the customers now, probably higher demands?
So clearly with all the demand issues, the demand had increased, and then with the pandemic, clearly the channel supply issues and everything have been there. I think you must have read about it, and there's a lot of news about it, so clearly it's improving, but we'll constantly see some of these shortages in place, at least for the next near future, I would say, for the next at least of this year.
Yeah, not only for adults maybe working at home with their home offices, but kids were forced into home schooling, and that was tough as well. And what these kids are doing now at school, they have demands as well.
Yeah, and the good thing is really in terms of the technology improvements that we have seen. So we moved from Wi-Fi, and I'm going to throw some numbers here, Wi-Fi 5 to Wi-Fi 6.
Yeah.
And the latest one was the Wi-Fi 6E, which has been introduced. And all of these are really designed in terms of solving some of the critical problems that we see today in terms of a growing number of devices, more number of applications, multiple people in the home connecting to Zoom or streaming a Netflix video or whatever. So the usage has increased, the number of devices have exploded, and also the pipe which is coming inside the home, the internet, has increased substantially. So pretty easy to see today in terms of gigabit speeds, the internet home. And all of this means that Wi-Fi as an infrastructure clearly needs to be upgraded, to be improved, to make sure that you can meet these new requirements and new demands.
Yeah, like anything else in the home, the Wi-Fi is now an integral part of the home. We're with Sandeep Harpalani from Netgear. And Sandeep, what is, you mentioned Wi-Fi 6E. What can customers or what will users notice as far as a difference or differences when it comes to Wi-Fi 6E?
Yeah, so very fundamental change in terms of infrastructure. So typically Wi-Fi that we are known as being 2.4 and 5 gigahertz basically operates at those frequencies. Why am I so excited about Wi-Fi 6E is because it's almost after 20 years that we are adding additional spectrum in the 6 gigahertz band that will be available for Wi-Fi transmission. So it's the best way to think about this would be that you had an old road that was connecting and that was last upgraded 20 years ago, or maybe you have done a lot of improvements in terms of Wi-Fi technology to better use that infrastructure, but we haven't upgraded the infrastructure. This is like adding another 16-lane highway that is connecting two different cities, and that improves overall communication, it reduces the interference, it's much, much more faster. It's like going from a local road to an autobahn where you have no speed limit. The best way I'd like to describe that is.
Yeah, I live in Atlanta, Sandeep, and I would appreciate a new 16-lane highway with some of the traffic problems we have here. But I work in sports tech, and maybe outside of people that watch movies, maybe no person other than the sports fan has really taken to all the improvements with the internet as far as streaming and online betting and fantasy sports. I think this is a big positive for sports fans, don't you think?
Oh yeah, definitely, because again, it's better connectivity, lower latency. I think that's one key benefit with Wi-Fi 6E, this new 6 GHz band, and that will enable new applications, whether it is virtual reality, augmented reality, or faster connectivity in terms of when you're playing or having a gaming experience, or you're watching a game, you're able to see 8K speeds and so on. So this will open up a whole bunch of new applications that can be enabled because of this new infrastructure that is available. And the good thing about this 6 GHz band is that really for newer devices, so the newer you require your mobile phones and so on to support the 6 GHz band. So all the latest devices where you're actually consuming a lot of these sports or video streaming or any kind of gaming experience and so on will be the first ones that will utilize this new technology and will be able to get that. You have enough bandwidth on this that will take us far and ensure that you have no issues in terms of interference from your neighborhood and so on for a long period of time.
Yeah, can't wait.
It really enables a lot of these new opportunities for us in terms of resolving some of those things that have slowed down the entire network, which is
gaming.
Large number of devices.
Gamers slow down the whole network. So this will hopefully help with that. And you guys touched on looking ahead to the future a little bit. Wi-Fi 7 on the horizon. Do we have a time frame for that? And give my listeners a little teaser when it comes to that.
So Wi-Fi 7 is getting into a more details as we speak right now. It actually takes that same 6 GHz band and utilizes that to go to a much more faster speed. So now with this increased bandwidth that's available, now you could go from, you have 160 MHz channel that are supported on the Wi-Fi 6E, which is a jump from the last Wi-Fi 5, which is 80 MHz to 160 MHz. So you have 7 more channels on 160 MHz and Wi-Fi 6E.
Yeah, even
with Wi-Fi 7, you'll be able to go 320 megahertz. Now, why that's a big deal is when you went from 80 megahertz to 160 megahertz on your phone, you could actually go to a gigabit speed. But now with Wi-Fi 7, you can go up to 2 gigabit speed because now you support 320 megahertz channels. So much faster speeds, much more robust. There are certain specific functions here in Wi-Fi 7 that will make it much, much more reliable in terms of if typically in Wi-Fi, if you have an issue with one particular channel, it basically slows it brings down the performance overall. But with Wi-Fi 7, it will be much more robust and say, this particular lane has an issue, the traffic around that will work very well. There will be no issues on it.
Can't wait. Great stuff coming from Netgear. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And Sandeep, great stuff. And I'm a Netgear customer and fan. So you're preaching to the choir, but you guys are always having new fans and new customers. So appreciate that. And can't wait to see what's coming next. And thanks for coming on.
Yes, we already have the Wi-Fi 6E product out. We have a Nighthawk tri-band Wi-Fi 6E router, the RX-D500. We also introduced a mesh system, which is RB quad-band Wi-Fi 6E mesh system, and that actually supports not only the 2.4, 5, and 6 GHz, but also has an additional band that connects the router to the satellite. So it's like having the dedicated connection, and that ensures that whatever gigabit speed you're getting at one corner of the house, you're able to get the other corner also. So all these products are available right now, and it's great time. If you're looking for upgrade at this point in time, it would be a great thing to go and look at some of these latest Wi-Fi 6E routers or mesh systems.
Yeah, great products. I'm on the website right now looking at them, Sandeep. So thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Rick.